your offspring. So the scripture says, I'll pour floods. It says, my spirit floods water on a dry ground. Those who are thirsty, people who are thirsty, God shall pour out his spirit, his water. Since the Holy Spirit is not for everybody, I know he's given to everyone, but he will be poured in a flood way to those who are thirsty for him. It is not a guarantee, just the fact that you're born again, then you should think that I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. No. There is water and then there is a flood. These are two different things. So Jesus talks of rivers of living water shall flow from their belly, from their heart. In fact, John chapter 7, verse 38, let's start from verse 37 to 39. Let's start from verse 37.
On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
Did you hear that? In verse 39.
But this he spoke concerning the spirit.
Exactly. Did you hear that? Yes. Rivers of living water. But this he spoke
concerning the spirit.
Whom those believing in him would what?
Receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given. Because Jesus was not yet glorified.
Exactly. So the scripture says, he who shall believe, rivers of living water shall flow. Rivers shall flow. He said, this he said concerning the spirit. So the spirit is referred here as rivers. Now, if we are talking of a river, let's look at the river now. If a river is moving, water is moving there. According to Isaiah, the Bible says, I shall fill the dry ground with water and I shall pour floods. Now, what makes a river to be filled? So a river can be filled or not. So we'll be looking at levels of being filled with the Holy Spirit from the river. Now, are you here? Just to cement more, I want to show you something that happens in the spirit. In the book of 1 Corinthians, okay, let's go to 1 Corinthians before I begin to show you levels. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 13, it says what?
For by one spirit, we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one spirit.
So the Holy Spirit here, he's also being referred again as water. So you can actually drink and get filled. In other words, the Holy Spirit is being referred as a drink. I'm talking to somebody right here, right?
Yes, prophet.
He's referred to as a what?
A drink.
So you can actually drink, get drunk in the Holy Ghost. In Ephesians 5:18, the scripture says what?
And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissension, but be filled with the Spirit.
It says, do not be drunk. Instead, drink the Holy Ghost.
And be filled.
So you can actually drink. You can actually be drunk in the Holy Ghost. So from all these scriptures, we are seeing a form of the Holy Spirit, of a river, of water, of something that you can drink. This is why when a person is drunk, I told you this before. A person who's drunk, they can actually stand on the road like this. Cars are coming. They don't even fear anything because they're under influence. The same manner, if you are drunk in the Holy Ghost, you fear nothing.
Amen.
Because you're under the influence.
Amen.
The moment the Holy Ghost leaves, the influence will leave. The things you were not scared of yesterday, you'll be scared today. Like, hey, I can't do that. Everybody, listen to me. Everyone, we all know here that Saul, King Saul, was anointed by Prophet Samuel. He had the Holy Ghost upon him. But on this particular day, he was not filled up. And he was scared when he looked at Goliath. And David, full of the Holy Ghost, saw Goliath and he said, I'm not scared of you, because he was under the influence. So if you see yourself scared, if you see yourself worried, you know, fearing, having doubts, it means you are not yet filled to the level I will teach you today. You are filled, but not to the level I will teach you today. Because there's a level you get. I'm not talking to somebody right here. Where you are immersed in the Holy Ghost. And according to you, nothing is impossible, because you are filled with the Holy Ghost. You get into a level where you actually see things. And what people are scared, you're not scared, because you are filled up. You are under the influence. The same people drink. Others drink alcohol. But they don't get into another level. They're also drinking. But they don't get into a level of being influenced. Am I talking to you? But there are people who drink until they get into, they drink alcohol until they get into kera, where their bodies, they can't even walk. In alcohol. They are so drunk in alcohol, because when you are seeing alcohol, you need to be knowing this, that in the New Testament, alcohol is being replaced by the Holy Spirit. When you ask a person, why do you drink? They say, no, stress. Ah, so you mean you have another advocate. You have another comforter. It's, listen, it is like, I don't know, but it's like you are trying, I don't know how to put it, but it's a blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Because what he has come to do in your life, you can't find another advocate. He is the comforter. I'm not talking to somebody right here. He is the comforter. So if you are stressing, you need, just go in your room and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. He will fill you up, because his job is to comfort you. Am I talking to somebody? I haven't even begun the teaching. Let's start. There are five levels. Five levels of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Please don't confuse with the sensitivity. There are five levels of being filled with the Holy Spirit. The first level is known as the watching level. In this level, you don't participate. You just watch others doing it. Most, on this occasion, it is experienced by non-believers who don't believe in the move of the Holy Spirit. They are there out there, they see, they hear people being filled with the Holy Spirit, but they are just watching. And some are believers, they're also in church, but they just watch people being filled with the Holy Spirit. They watch this river rushing on some people, but they are not yet experiencing it. Now, let's go to the scripture, because this is very important. So you know that, am I a watcher or I'm also part of this? In Ezekiel 47, verse 1 to 3. Now, we all know that the Holy Spirit here is a river that is being referred to. The Bible says Jesus spoke this concerning the Spirit. So let's check from the scripture. From verse 1, the Bible says what? Can you read it for me?
Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple towards the east, from the front of the temple, first east. The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He brought me out by the way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gateway that faces the east. And there was water running out of the right side. And when the man went out to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The water came up to my ankles.
All right, so thank you. The Bible says that I was taken to go and see. Was he experiencing it at first? What was he doing at first? He was watching. So there are many watchers right now. We talk about the Holy Ghost. We speak about the Holy Spirit experience. And we have people who are just watching. There are some are not born again. They just watch you doing it. They see you going to church. They see you talking about prayer. And some are even in church. They watch. They see other people actually experiencing all these dimensions, the relationship with the Holy Ghost. But they are not yet experiencing. They're just watching. Now, in this level, you are not filled yet. But I'm starting on this one so that you understand. You have a form of godliness in this level. You have a form of godliness. You seem prayerful, spiritual, but you don't have the power. There is no field. There is no feeling of the Spirit. And it's so dangerous that even men and women of God, even people who actually you think they have the Holy Ghost, most of them are just watching. You see, whenever we are teaching these things, they hear them. But it's like it's useless because at this level, you just watch. People are watching you, but they are not experiencing what you're experiencing. Or you're watching, you are not experiencing what others were experiencing. So in the watching level, so watching level, it is what happens. So the Bible says in verse 3, and I saw a river from the temple. And no one must argue about this, that this river is the Holy Spirit. According to the scriptures, rivers of living water shall flow. The river we are talking about here is the Holy Spirit, period. So Ezekiel sees a vision of what will be happening with this Holy Spirit. There will be those who will be watching. And he saw the river flowing and moving like this. And he was taken into the river. And when he went there, in verse 3b, it says what?
And he brought me through the waters.
All right.
And the waters came up to my ankles.
Now that's the second level. Someone say the ankle level. Put the scripture again.
The water came up to my ankles.
In this level, a believer has accepted Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible says, and on your feet, the what? The shoes. Put on shoes in the book of Ephesians 6, which is the preparation of the gospel of peace. Because the ankles, the feet, represents preparation. So in this level, a believer, you are being prepared. You have got faith. You believe. You have accepted Jesus Christ. Am I talking to you? But only the little bit of you is filled in the Holy Ghost. Only the little bit of you. So you may actually be coming to church. You also pray. But the Bible says that the depth of the water was just on the ankles. So your whole body is exposed to the world still. So you still, just in your ankles, just a little bit, you are filled, you have got knowledge. He tells you sometimes pray, you are wrong here, apologize. He tells you, you may actually think you are grown up. You may even think, you may stay in this area for 50 years, still in the ankles. It does not mean for because you have been praying for 20 years, then the waters have grown up. They don't grow up with age. Am I talking to somebody here? So your whole body is still exposed. The whole body is exposed. But in this level, you have got these little voices you hear. Pray. Ask for forgiveness. You are wrong. Go to church. So you see these small things and you think you are grown up. You are still on a preparation. You are filled, yes. But your almost your whole body is still in the world. How you think is exactly how you were thinking before you were born again. How you see life exactly before you were born again. You are heavily exposed to the world. Almost all of you, you're almost exposed. Say the ankle level. Am I speaking to somebody right here? In this level, you are really born again. You are saved. But you are filled, yes, according to the vision that he saw. But just your feet is filled. You have faith. You pray. But you are still exposed to fear. You are still exposed to doubt. You are still exposed to questions. In fact, you have got many questions than answers. At some point in time, even the enemy can even make you think and even doubt that does God really exist? And yet you are breathing. Let me share this. Let's go to number three. Let's go verse four. And we'll be dealing with the knee level.
Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The water came up to my knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The water came up to my waist.
And for those of you from ISOS, where I teach you at the ISOS, you know the meaning of 1,000, right? It means what? Prayer. 1,000 means prayer. Now, I want to see something that is very important. In this level now, the knee-deep level, it is a level where a believer, you have a bit grown up to the knees. And the knees also represents what? Prayer. So in this level, you have deepened up and the Holy Ghost is taking so much into prayer. You love praying and you mistake it with being filled with the Holy Spirit, all of you. So you still love prayer. You see people praying like a lot. Like, oh, I'm praying now. I'm praying. We are praying tomorrow. I'm praying. We are praying. So you love prayer. You are involved so much into things of prayer. However, from the knees going up, you are not in the water. You are still exposed to the world. However, the depth is a bit deeper. You are filled with the Holy Ghost. But I want you to get this. You are filled, yes, but still more, you make these decisions like a worldly person. You still struggle with being led by the Holy Spirit. You still sometimes forget that you have got God with you. You have to be reminded. 1 John 4:4, what does it say?
You are of God, a little children.
Now, so that you are being addressed as little children. And you are being reminded who you are. And the scripture says you are of who?
You are of God, little children.
Now, is that scripture addressing those who are grown up spiritually?
Mm-mm.
You may be 70 years, yet in the spirit you are a little child. So the Bible says you are of God. So these ones have to be reminded. Sometimes you forget. When you meet trouble, when you meet problems, you forget of who you belong. Where you belong. In the name of Jesus, of whom I preach, and of whose I am. The scripture says what? It says, little children, you are of God and have overcome them. You even are reminded that they will be defeated. I'm praying. You will see victory. No, the Bible says you have what? Overcome them. You don't even know sometimes that you have already won the battle. You have overcome them. Because he who is in you is greater I hear people like, oh, hallelujah, greater is he. That scripture was written for little children, those who forget who they are. They have to be reminded that greater is he who is inside of you. They forget it. They panic. Am I speaking to you?
Yes.
Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
You are filled with the Holy Ghost, but it's on the knees, your level. When we say on the knees, we don't mean like physically the Holy Spirit is on your knees. No, it's just an expression to show you that yes, you are filled up, but some part of you, you are exposed to the world. It is in this level you love prayer, you love what, but when a calamity hits, when a problem hits, you can actually make your own decisions. Say amen.
Amen.
You are filled with the Holy Ghost, but it's just on your knees. We read the scriptures in earlier on, right? That shows that the Holy Spirit can take a form of a what? Of a river. And Jesus in John 7, 38 to 39, he spoke of a river as the Holy Spirit. So there is nothing else we can use as an example in the Bible of the Holy Spirit apart from the river, which Jesus spoke about, that confirms the prophecy of Ezekiel. Am I speaking to somebody right here, right?
Yes.
Now, let's go. In verse 4b, the scripture says what?
Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The water came up to my waist.
Where was the water this time around?
West deep.
So this level of the waist deep, it is where a lot of people belong. Pastors, choir, ushers. In this waist represents productivity, production, the womb. You start the fruit, you begin to love God, you begin to serve. You are deep into this level. You know certain things. However, you are half, because the West represents the half of you. Oh, am I telling somebody right here? But in this level, you are half. You are half in the spirit and half in the flesh. So you love God, you preach, you minister, you do this, you do. However, half of you, you are still exposed. And so dangerous. And this, there are so many people who are here. You are deep to your waist. Like the Holy Ghost, there is a confirmation. People even know that you have got the Holy Spirit. You speak in tongues, you pray. People even know that this woman, this man, he's a woman of God, he's a man of God. Half of you, you are in the things of the Spirit. You are filled up, but half of you, you are exposed. Can I go ahead? It is the level which is known as lukewarm. You are not hot. You are not cold. You know the things of God. You actually pray. You can fast in this level. You actually, but yet there's still more humanism in you. There's a part of you that's still more. Is not yet dealt with. So never think because you are filled with the Holy Spirit, it doesn't mean that you are there. No. You must understand this. You still think very normal. You still make decisions very normal because half of you, remember, you are in the spirit and half you are in the flesh. So if you meet somebody else out there, you don't think the same because half of you, you actually are spiritual. So you confuse that with full of you being in the spirit. And you think you're very much filled. And when you are in the world, the half of you manifests the worldly. When you're in the presence of God, the half of you will manifest the presence. So the half of you, if you come in church like this, Oh, sharaka ba 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 ba, the half of you is manifesting. When you go in your room, you want to pray, the half of you is manifesting. When you take the Bible, you open, the half of you is manifesting. When you go in the world, the other half. Somebody say, help me, Lord. Come on, raise up a hand and say, so help me, God. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Say, all of me, all of me, all of me. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So help me, God. Can we go to the last one? Can we go to the last one? This is the most, it's the boss of all levels. In verse 5 of Ezekiel 47.
Again, he measured 1,000. And it was a river that I could not cross. For the water was too deep. Water in which one must swim. A river that could not be crossed.
Read again.
Again, he measured 1,000. And it was a river that I could not cross. The water was too deep. Water in which one must swim. A river that could not be crossed. He measured off another 1,000. But now, it was a river that I could not cross, because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim. A river that no one could cross.
This is now, it's known as the full immersion. You are filled up. Filled up. Filled up. Full immersion. Full immersion level. You are filled up in totality. Not your ear is out of the water. Not your eyes are out of the water. The whole you, you are a radical. You are filled up. The Bible says in these waters, the waters are so deep, you cannot cross, but it was a river to swim. In Psalm 107, verse 23, see what happens in this river. See what happens in this level. What happens?
Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on the great waters.
Wait a minute. Give me amplified version. It says what?
Those who go down to the sea in ships,
mm-hmm.
who do business on great waters.
Continue, right? 24.
They have seen the works of the Lord.
Amen.
And his wonders in the deep.
Amen. These people who operate in great waters, in deep waters, they see two things. One, the works of God. Two, the wonders of God. It's not the people who are half. It is a level where you are filled up. Your mind, your attitude, your behavior, your body, your soul, your spirit. You are filled up with the Holy Ghost. If the devil wants to come in your mind, he finds that you are filled up. You actually say, I rebuke you, Satan. If he wants to penetrate anywhere else, he cannot find advantage of you. You are totally filled in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout, I receive this level. There is no any attention. In this level, you just swim. The Bible says they that operate in those waters, the Bible says they will see the great works of the Lord. And they will see his wonders in those deep waters. They even do business. They operate there. Filled with the Holy Ghost. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost in this level, He takes over you. In fact, how you think, if you are planning, if you are in ministry, how you do your ministry, if you pray, how you pray, if you live with the people, there is no any something like the way He talks to people. You are totally filled. You are under influence. Say, under influence. You are totally taken. You are under influence. But the Bible says, the scripture we read in the beginning, it says what? On the dry ground, on the thirsty land, I'll pour out the floods. I will release the floods. For you to operate in these deeper waters, it takes your hunger and your thirst for the Holy Spirit. You must be deliberate. You must hunger for Him. You must be thirsty for Him, and you shall be filled.